This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I want to love this, man. I want to love this for the Giant fan, and I want to love this for the Giants organization. Problem is, I don't. I like it. Don't love it, but I'm also very confused by it. So we talked about this yesterday, right? And I even said this, and most of us thought Abdul Carter was a layup. By the way, the Giants defense is going to be absolutely ferocious. He is a dude. He is a beast. He is a demon. Phenomenal. Easy pick, but phenomenal player. Great, great start for that. The thing that's interesting to me, like if you told me yesterday when I walked out of the studio, hey, the Giants are going to get Abdul Carter. And oh yeah, by the way, they're going to do what many of us have been imploring them to do. That's to trade back into the first round and walk away with a quarterback. I would have been sitting there saying, gold. Gold move. Platinum move. The Giants did everything that they had to do. The problem is I'm not saying that because I feel like the Giants were incredibly confused last night. Incredibly confused. So I guess I could go back to the Stafford stuff, but that's so long expired. But to me, that was the first notion that they didn't like many of these quarterbacks in college. Okay, so they went after Stafford. He played him a little bit, got more money for the Rams. They move on to plan B. The Sanders smoke, never really thought Ward was in play, whatever. You heard Dort's name a lot. But why in the world, like if you love Jackson Dart, okay, why in the world would you try to trade feverishly for Cam Ward? Who, by the way, most pundits, and I don't consider myself to be in this category because I'm not a scout, I don't cover the NFL exclusively or college for a living. Most pundits don't even know if he is that good. But yet, the Giants were basically begging the Titans to trade for Cam Ward. You know what I feel like? God, I hate to say this, but I mean it. I feel like the Giants just felt like they had to check a box last night. They had to check a box. You don't think they listen to WFAN? I can promise you that they do. Now, I'm not saying that's the wind behind their sails in terms of draft decisions. I'm not saying that at all. But they have heard you speak. They have heard you rant. They have heard this. They have heard the dissatisfaction for years about the quarterback spot. And to their credit, they knew that they had to address this. But where I'm very torn, so Dable got his guy. Dable was the Dart guy. Shane was the Sanders guy. I guess evidently at one point for about a day and a half, I guess everybody was a Cam Ward guy. So explain to me this, or answer me this. Do you really think, like in unison, the Giants got the quarterback that they want? I mean the specific person, not the concept of drafting and moving into the first round, getting a second first round pick, and taking specifically him. I don't. Now, listen, I give them a lot of credit for being creative and hustling. I think that their process was certainly well-intentioned and really all-encompassing. I thought they ran a very good pre-draft, whatever, evaluation process. They flipped over every rock. Now, one thing I'm not going to do here is I'm not going to waste your time. I've seen Jackson Dart play twice, whatever. I've seen the film. I mean, I'm not turning into Mel Kiper. Right, a little bit hesitant when he gets to his back foot. His drop is a little quick. He's got a little shoulder hitch. Who the hell knows? I mean, the amount of quarterbacks that fail, that we think are going to be great, And the amount of quarterbacks that we laugh at on draft night as complete bust and stiffs who wind up being very influential in the NFL. I gave up years ago. I got no idea. I'm one of the guys. I'm going to at least come clean. I don't know. I don't know if Jackson Dart's going to be good. I don't like the fact that Gio had me rolling. God, Gio lost his mind. You know, hey, instead of hunt, you know, 32, it's the clap. I mean, that's a little disconcerting. Now, here's the other thing, too. If you like Dart, and you're obviously allowed to, we'll get to the calls early, 888-808-1019. If you like him, what is the plan? See, this is the other thing that confuses me. So again, they wanted Cam Ward. They tried to get Cam Ward. Couldn't get him. Got to pivot. Got to do something. All right, they do it. They're aggressive. Get Jackson Dart. Fine. Again, they're trying to do things that they have to do to take the next step as a franchise. I'm fine with that. But he's the third string quarterback now. Is he even going to get reps in practice? I mean, I honestly think that you have to cut Jameis Winston, which is fine. I mean, that's not really a big part of the conversation today because Jameis wasn't going to start anyway. But what kind of sense, if you want to get him a one-year laboratory, Jackson Dart, Russell's going to start. I don't think Dart's going to play this year. And right now, obviously, Jameis Winston's number two. Was this kid going to be holding his helmet for the entire season, watching two guys who won't be here in a year take these reps while he's collecting dust? So that doesn't make sense to me. And again, I will give you this little piece, and then I'll jump to the phones. We'll get to the Jets later. Obviously, Knicks next hour. Oh, what a sports night. Last night was fun. So I'm not even going to quibble with like what they gave up for him. But I do think that they misread that a little bit. I don't think that they had to do that early. And by the way, if you want a very blunt assessment of who they should have taken, I would have taken Jalen Milroe. And I've said that. And they could have gotten Jalen Milroe today. So in a nutshell, honestly, I'm not trying to be insincere here, and I'm not trying to be unfair. I applaud the vision. I do. I applaud the concept of what they were doing. But it's the name, and then it's the execution that baffles me. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fence. Sal is off today, so sending prayers out to Sal and his family. He knows that for sure. All right, we're inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let me get limo driver Ed first up, Easton, PA. What up, Eddie?
Hey, brother, how you doing? Hey,
I'm good.
You know, as a Jets fan, but I know we're talking, I'm going to talk about the Giants real quick. Hey, the organization told them, we'll give you 1 year. Go ahead and draft them. Take them. Do what you can do. But after that, we're going to give you 2 years. After that, that's going to be it. Now, if Wilson don't play good, you know, he they'll probably bench him. You know, it depends what happens, you know. But
yeah.
With Shador, let me – go ahead, brother.
Go ahead. How about Shador? Wow, go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, man, the bling-bling and all these different things he was doing.
Yeah.
And the league said – the 32 teams said, your daddy don't run the NFL here. Simple as pie.
Yeah,
simple as pie.
I don't, Eddie, I gotta be honest, man. Yeah, I don't think it's that simple, and thanks for the call. I disagree. I just don't think that the film is incredibly favorable to him. I think Shador Sanders is a good kid. I don't want to get thrown off scent too much here. I think he's a good kid. I think he's a really good competitor, and I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed by anything about the NFL because of his dad. He has been groomed to be a star, and he's seen the highlights. He's been a part of the glitz and the glamour and that kind of life since he was born. So I don't think anything about the New York stage or the NFL is going to overwhelm him. I just see fairly average arm talent, fairly average size, and far from elite speed. I don't think he's a very dynamic athlete. So that's what I would say about Sanders, but that's nuts. Do you see the draft room that he built? Did you guys see this on social media? Like, you start seeing the legendary stuff and the legendary brand. I'm not a big fan of that, but I could also tell you, like, if I was getting drafted, I can promise you I'm walking out there and my suit is going to be sick and I'm going to have some bling. So I mean, that's just the way it is. Come on. I have no problem with that, but I just don't think he's very good. Anthony's up in the Bronx. Ant, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm good, but I don't think you have any idea what you're talking about.
Okay, tell me why.
What are you so confused about? They went after Cam Ward because they really liked him.
Yes.
They couldn't get him.
Okay.
So they also like Jackson Dart. What is the problem? I don't even understand.
Well, just
like,
explain this
you're
to
talking
you.
About. First off, one other thing. Yeah. You like Zach Wilson for 5 years.
Oh, forget about Zach.
So what
and,
do you
and,
know?
And hold on, and if, I was,
what
and
do you
I,
know?
And I was wrong. I mean, if
yeah, okay,
I
okay, so you're wrong about. I think you said Shedeur Sanders is a good kid. Based
yeah.
on what?
Well, because he
yeah,
has he ever
what?
Been arrested.
No. So what? So because he hasn't been arrested makes him a good professional? No. Sorry.
Well,
it doesn't work that way.
Most of the reports is he's immature and cocky. Let's reel it in, bud. You're all
okay.
over the map, dude.
No, I'm not. I'm just
okay,
telling you
second,
make
man.
Multiple points quickly.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not going to hang up on you. So you don't have to, you know, you don't have to speed talk here. Number one.
Okay.
I was
you
wrong.
Like Zach Wilson.
I was wrong on Zach.
Okay.
I was wrong. Next time.
I don't understand. What is the problem with them getting Dart? You're talking about franchise quarterback for 5 to 10 years. Possibly.
Possibly, sure. Or he's a complete
yeah.
stiff, and they wasted draft equity,
and
they don't
know
what they're doing.
I think you're completely wrong about him, and he's going to be very good,
and I'm not a Giants fan. Give me the Anthony from the Broncos.
He can run, he's tough,
Kiper.
He can throw under pressure.
He's got quick hips, he processes
no,
well.
No, you asked the question, and I answered
how many times
it.
Did
you don't like the answer?
And how many times did you watch him play?
I didn't. I watched his highlights,
okay,
and
so
I watched
you,
other
come
people
on, man.
Break him down.
And
I just answered your question.
Stop, man. Ant. Come on, Ant. If I'm not going to pretend I know all about these guys, and I've actually watched a couple of games, I mean, maybe you should borrow a page from my book and say, I don't really know what we're getting. Now, by the way, you could still like the move, Ant. Believe what you want. All I'm saying is, it seems like their plan is scattered. All of the reports have conflicting items that make me scratch my head. Number one, Dable was clearly a Dart guy. We know that. Shane was clearly a Sanders guy. Nothing in between. Very black and white. So you start with an organizational disagreement, which, by the way, I'm fine with that. You flush it out like big boys. And I give Shane credit for kind of acquiescing to his coach. I do. I think that's for the GM. Now, you better be right, otherwise you're both out. But not every GM would do that. That would be a power trip that many would flex on. So initially, they didn't have the same view on the quarterbacks. All right, so that's a little disconcerting. I don't even know if they loved Cam Ward. I think that was partly out of desperation, you know? So they tried to trade for Cam Ward, and they were going to give up a ton. And I laud them for being aggressive. That's fine, honestly. But I'm just telling you what I think. I don't believe that they loved Cam Ward. I think they liked him. They'll go on a couple dates. Not marrying you. I mean, it's sure. Yeah, we'll get a little dinner, go to the movies. That's fine. Okay. Maybe even take a little vacation. Then we're moving on. Not once did I ever think that they were enamored with Cam Ward. And I just don't think that they were. So if you didn't love the guy who went first, how could you possibly love a guy who, if the Giants didn't do what they did, in all probability, has not yet been drafted, meaning he's still sitting there today? I'm not disparaging the kid's talents because I'm not pretending to know things that I don't know. Now, I don't love the fact that he can't call out a play from, the clap thing is ridiculous. And I'm not even trying to clown the young man, but, I mean, you got to be verbal in the NFL. Like, that worries me a little bit. Now, you got two quarterbacks, both of whom will be here for a year. Maybe one of them will be here for two. And the kid's going to sit there and watch? Again, this feels to me like the Giants checked a box because they knew that they had to try to. Let me get Rich in Sayville, BT and Sound on the Fan. Rich, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Rich.
Yeah, just calling about this quarterback thing. I'm not big on the Dart pick either. I would rather have Milroe, but I think the trade up was with the fifth-round option, a fifth-year option. I think it was a total business decision. I think they were doing that with any quarterback.
Yeah, and we've talked about that. I remember saying to Sal yesterday, or the day before, Lamar Jackson. That was a gift from Ozzie Newsome, where they moved in, last pick, first round, bang, get the extra year of evaluation and obviously retention if it works out. But, hey, I mean, you could get an extra 5 years for free. If he can't play, it doesn't matter. Shane and Dable aren't going to be around to reap the rewards. I'm not even questioning. I know he's got a pretty good arm, and I know he's a pretty good athlete, and he's pretty tough. I know the things that most of you know. I'm just not sure. I don't believe they're incredibly deep into their convictions of how they feel about him, which means I think they checked the box.
Yeah, I think it's I think they like him. I think they would have traded back. I think they would have traded back down, picked up Show, and later on in the third. But what they gave up for him, it isn't much. So yeah, it's worth the gamble. Hopefully the guy brings it.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Listen, that's fine. Again, I mean, I think that there are a good amount of people out there who really, really like it. Matter of fact, let me see if I can find it. This is the ironic part. As I'm yelling at some of these callers and going back and forth, I tweeted last night. Yeah, I was tweeting a lot last night. I usually don't tweet during games. Just try to keep the phone away. But the draft, the Knicks, we'll get to the Knicks, obviously, at 11. We'll do the Jets coming up. Where was it? Little Cat, little Knicks. Oh, God, something on that schedule drop news bit, which was awful. I'll get to that later. Here it is. All right. No, I'm sorry. Hell is it? All right. After the Giants took Abdul Carter, and once the draft board started to present itself in a way, which many of us thought that it would. Remember, me and Sal have been talking about Shedeur Sanders dropping for a while, and Diana Rossini, who we had on the show, who we love, she's like, nope, Saints aren't taking him at 9. So once things were following the way they were beginning to take shape for the last week or so, I kind of knew that he was going to drop. And anyway, I tweeted this. I said, all right, Giants, go nuts, show some stones, trade back into round one and get a quarterback. And they did. But the crazy thing is, I still don't love it. I don't love it. Because it doesn't feel, and I admit I'm trying to read their emotions, and maybe that'll come back and burn me, and if so, I'll own it. But it feels like they were chasing. It feels like he was option 4 or 5. Hey, maybe sometimes you get lucky, and the 4th or the 5th option is a good thing, and you kind of luck out. But right now, it's not what I would have done. Let me get Frank up in Rockland County. Frank, BT and Sal, what's up, bud?
50-plus year Giants fan.
Okay.
You're a nice guy, but you're dead wrong, kiddo.
Okay. Tell me why.
First of all, Eli and Kurt Warner gave their blessing, and they both of them played a little more football than you and me. Correct?
Okay. All right. Can I just say one thing before I let you keep going? Peyton also said that Adam Gase will be a good head coach. So I don't know if everything that the Mannings say is accurate, but maybe this one will be. Keep going, Frank.
They do play, have played a little more football.
Yes,
Kurt Warner said he chose the best 40-yard pair of anybody in this draft. I heard that last night.
All right. Okay.
Jeremiah said he thinks it's a great move.
Okay.
And the two guys ahead of him, they're going to be there a year or two. And I don't hope it's less. I think the kid is going to play towards the end of the year like they did with Eli. Eli didn't praise anybody but this kid. And he's not getting no money from this kid. It's nothing off his rear end. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Yeah. You sound like a great guy. And listen, by the way, Frank, you know what you should really be enthused about? And again, I would not have done the dart move myself, not there.
I got to go, kid. Thank you.
Yeah, I got you, buddy. He's hanging up on me. Usually it's the other way around. I got to go. I love that guy. He sounds like a real real old school OG. Anyway, what I was going to tell you, what you should be excited about is this blossoming defense that is suddenly going to start destroying and eating people alive. That's, to me, what's exciting about the New York Football Giants, because that's always been their identity, whether it's the couple of championships with Bill or the couple of championships with Coughlin. And everybody loves Eli. We know that. And he's eventually going to get into the Hall of Fame. And when the games got bigger, Eli balled out. But if he doesn't have that defensive line, Eli's not sniffing a Super Bowl ever. And if you're honest about yourself, you know that I'm right. So the Giants' identity now, they're going to seek and destroy. They are fast. They are explosive. They are interchangeable. And the thing about Abdul Carter, and you see this on the film, and again, I'm not a tape head. I'm not doing it for a living. But this jumped out immediately. Like, it's not, he doesn't just make every play at like on the side of the ball that he's lined up on. Like, there are he's all over the place. He's jumping across the line, up and down. His pursuit, you know, from the weak side is, it, again, I hate when I sound like a scout, but it's true. Like, you just watch the film. So, to me, you have that, and you've got all these other options now. That's what I'm most pumped up about if I'm a Giants fan. But I know you want your quarterback. Many of you were pumped up that you got one. I think the Giants had the right idea and, again, the right concept. I think the execution was wrong. But that's just me. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan coming up. How about those Jetsies? And, oh, yeah, by the way, Shedeur Sanders is still there. Should the Jets take a swing on him?